This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How we doing on this incredibly busy Wednesday in New York City, about 4 hours away from Game 2 of the National League Championship Series between the New York Mets and the L.A. Dodgers? The Yankees get an off day today, up 2-0. They go to Cleveland and try to finish the job against the Cleveland Guardians. Obviously, a very busy week with the Jets. They lose on Monday night brutally to the Buffalo Bills. And then they promptly trade for Davante Adams, who is already practicing with the New York Jets.
And that, available for Sunday, despite missing the last three games.
That's right.
With the Raiders.
That's called a miracle hamstring recovery.
Or gotcha. What?
Or I hardened the entire thing. But the other thing that's really interesting is on Sunday, we are finally going to get the return. Mm. Saquon Barkley returns to MetLife Stadium as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. We all remember early March. That was 6 months ago.
I know.
Seven months ago. Crazy. And of course, Tiki Barber, representing all New York Giant fans, said what we all thought at the time, which was, if you go to Philadelphia, you're dead to us. And that's what Saquon Barkley decided to do. And Saquon Barkley has had a fine season for the Eagles.
So far,
knock on him.
It's been pretty damn good is what it's been.
Not his fault at all.
Which is what we feared.
Yeah, and I almost expected, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Because they're not a bad team, even though something's askew with them sometimes. But they're a good team.
They're a good team. They're a flawed team. They've got a terrible head coach. But Saquon Barkley has certainly not been a problem for the Philadelphia Eagles. So he's returning on Sunday. And I think all of us know that he's going to get his ass booed out of the building. Like, that's not even a debate. Like, we're not going to say, hey, what do you think? Are you going to boo Saquon? It's not a debate. Everybody's going to boo Saquon Barkley. So you would think Saquon Barkley, who's a local guy, would know that. Here is a quote from Saquon Barkley when he was asked about this. This was in The Athletic earlier this morning. I don't expect a great reaction, but I don't expect to get booed. I look at it like this. The Philadelphia Eagles and New York Football Giants probably played in over 200 games. This rivalry was there before me, and it's going to be there after me. Maybe I'm naive, but I think it's over. I think that chapter is closed. I don't care no more, and I'm pretty sure the fans don't care no more either. Saquon, I put my arm around you because I don't think you're a bad guy at all. I just think you're really, really, really wrong. To quote a man that sometimes I hate and sometimes I love, it's not over until we tell you it's over.
Right. Bingo. It's not on Saquon to determine this. It's on us.
Well, he's trying to speak it into existence, perhaps. Wants it to be over.
Well, it's not.
Even if it's not the majority of people booing, it's going to sound like it's the majority of the
people. It's going to be everybody booing.
I mean,
it's what Giant fan is not booing Saquon Barkley?
6-year-olds and grandmas are going to be booing.
I think the issue that he's not quite understanding is that it still is a rivalry because the Giants haven't beaten the Philadelphia Eagles consistently for a decade.
Right.
And so you left this place and went there. Anywhere else, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But it's become our hated rival, one, because of proximity, but two, because we can't ever beat them. And you're a good player. It's not like you're washed. And it's like, yeah, we don't need you anymore. Get out of here.
Right, right.
As you're a good player. And so he's going to help them do what they continually have been doing. So it just doesn't sit right with Giant fans.
Well, and also, he's coming out for the first time as an Eagle.
Yeah.
This is not his fifth trip back.
Right.
I bet
there's going to be a lot of Saquon Barkley jerseys there, though.
You think so?
I do.
Giant ones?
Giant Saquon Barkley jerseys.
What human being is wearing a Saquon Barkley jersey there?
Not dissimilar to Odell Beckham when he left, Junior, when he left. Saquon was a lot of people's favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is. And so while they hate that he's an Eagle specifically, they don't hate him, just like what you just said. They don't hate him.
Well, yeah, okay, so I disagree to a certain extent. I agree with the extent that he was a favorite player. Like, obviously, I think that's part of why it hurts so much, that a favorite player to many is not only not on the team anymore, but he went to a rival.
Right.
Odell Beckham Jr. was traded. It was controversial. And he was traded to a team that Giant fans don't care about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's because he was traded.
Right. Oh, but that's the point. Like, he was a Cleveland Brown, and I don't think anyone was like, you're dead to us. It was, well, it sucks it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley, on his own, left as a free agent. I get that Joe Shane didn't really want him back. We all know that. And chose on his own to play for a division rival. I think that is so extremely different than the end of Odell Beckham Jr.
And
the end of even a guy like Jacob DeGrom. Like, we talked about when DeGrom left. Like, right. If he signed with the Braves, you don't think, maybe I'd be the unique person in this, but you don't think he would have faced a really negative reaction upon returning?
I think it's different because Jake felt like there was a flaw there. And while Saquon had his injury issues, when he was healthy, he was so damn good.
No, Jacob DeGrom was better at his job than Saquon was at his.
I mean,
is that what you're saying? Because I hope you're not saying the opposite.
Of course, I'm not. But I'm saying,
get some fighting words.
I'm saying when Jacob DeGrom left the Mets, it felt like, okay, he was great for us. He's not going to be great going forward.
You don't think Giant fans thought that about Saquon? He's getting up there, running back, injury.
I mean, if you didn't pay attention, you did.
You don't think those some Giant fans said, look, Sean said it. All he did was enjoy your fumbles and injuries.
No.
He said that.
No, I think the issue with Saquon is that he was always hurt. But I don't think anybody said he's hurt to the point where he can't play. Because it's never been that. It's just been, you got an ankle injury. Oh, you tore your ACL. Oh, you hurt your foot. It was just always something.
Right.
It wasn't nothing. It was nothing terminal. It wasn't like, oh man, you broke your femur, so now you're gonna have a limp and your gait's gonna be jacked up. It's never anything like that. It was recoverable things, and he's 27 years old.
Right.
Like, he had years left in his career.
And feeling like it took forever to come back from those things every time too.
True, but it wasn't like, I think he's done.
No,
and I think with Jake, a lot of people were like, I think he might be done.
Well, so far they may be right. He's only pitched seven times.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It didn't hit. And by the way, he went to Texas.
Like, but that, Batik, that's my point. When DeGrom left, and I was devastated by it, if he had signed with Atlanta,
right,
there would be a very big you're dead to us vibe. Mm-hmm. And DeGrom did a lot more as a Met than Saquon did as a Giant.
Agreed.
It's all about where you go.
Well, yeah, and it's also because there's a chance that Saquon will do more in Philly than he did here.
Yes.
He'll have more success in Philadelphia than he did here.
Certainly not worried about that with Jake, by the way.
Exactly.
The way the Eagles are, right. I'm not really that worried about that now. But still, the point remains. He could have signed anywhere but Dallas and Philly, and Giant fans cheer him when he comes back Sunday.
Well, I give you a good example because you just played them, and I want to make it like specific, not a team you didn't play. Let's say he signed with the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that's where he ended up. Not the craziest idea, right, considering all the running back movement. You know, Joe Mixon left as a free agent, all that.
Mm-hmm.
If Saquon Barkley had signed with the Bengals and a few days ago he had returned as a member of Cincinnati, I think it would be like 70-30 cheers.
I agree.
I do. I think it would have been you know what? Didn't work out.
Because we don't.
Thank you, Saquon.
Well, it's also because we don't care about the uniform.
Correct.
But with the Eagles, you're half, maybe more, 70% booing the uniform.
Yeah.
That he's wearing.
Are you going to be booing very loudly? Sean is going to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, not only am I booing loudly, I didn't even contemplate what Tiki said. I am taking buses from Mulcahy's on Long Island. And if I see anybody boarding those buses there, listen out. and you're wearing a Saquon Barkley jersey, I will speak with the manager. You're removed from the bus. We're not doing that.
Well, good, you're not threatening anybody.
What if it's an 8-year-old kid?
I pull over. That might be where I break out the wall. Pops, let's go. Can we duct tape Singletary over that, please? You can't be doing it. Sorry.
So you're going to have hard conversations with these people?
Yeah, I'm hoping Giants fans come to their senses. You're right. Maybe it's only kids because that was their fair player.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The 17 and up, no Saquon jersey.
You can't wear a Saquon.
Not to this game.
Not to this. I agree with you.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you like, I think in a random Giant game, like if you're going to the Met game.
There was one that I would, what game did I go to?
I don't know. You tell us.
With the helmets thing. It was, I forget
you
who they played.
You were at the Cowboys game, right, Teague?
The Cowboys.
It was a Cowboys.
It was, yes, it was Thursday. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to go. The Thursday night game.
Right.
There were kids wearing the Saquon jerseys.
But believe it or not, I think it's different. Like, if you go to tonight's Met game, you're going to see random jerseys. Very random jerseys.
And jerseys are expensive, so if that's the one you invested in.
Yeah. It's when you're playing the guy who happens to now be on a division rival. That's when you're going too far by wearing the jersey.
If you wear a Saquon jersey on Sunday, you're saying you're siding with Saquon over the Giants. Mm. That's what you're saying.
I mean, you kind of are because you're playing them, right?
Right. And that's why they're not allowed on the bus. You're
might as well wear an Eagles uniform.
You deserve to get booed in the lot if you're wearing that jersey.
God, I hope someone's on that bus wearing a Saquon jersey just so I can hear the interaction between
you. Not going to happen. Not going to fly with me. There's a few things I stand for in this country, and that's one of them.
Now, when Saquon runs on the field, you're going to boo. Can you show me how that boo sounds?
Every time he catches and carries the ball. Boo!
That's hardy.
Any curse words or anything, or just straight up booze?
How many beers have I had?
You tell me.
I mean, I don't like on a bus at, what, 8:30?
8:30 in the morning, rolling out of Wanto. No, you'll get a lot of, and Tiki will like this because I'm like saying it's athletes.
That's fine.
You suck. I think we're going to do a lot of that. Hey, Saquon, you suck!
You don't, you mind, you suck, Teak?
I don't care.
Yeah. How about you chant something about Tiki's better!
The obvious chant is this, if you could do it.
You're dead to me.
You could do that harmonically.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
There's no clap. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You got to have the clap.
I also been working out this one for the third quarter as the Giants start to pull away. Tracy's better.
I like that.
There's a double meaning on that one when it comes to one Mr. Tiki Barber.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So that hits him even harder.
I instead of a Y.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I shouldn't even tell this story because nobody cares. All right, I'm going to tell it anyway, very quickly. Jason Kidd returned. First time he ever faced the Nets after he was traded. Greatest net of all time. New Jersey net of all time.
Yep.
Blizzard. Okay, Blizzard. Told my dad we're getting there anyway.
Blizzard?
There was a blizzard conditions. Absolutely.
Oh, oh, oh.
Okay. Nets did a great job. They moved everybody from the upper deck to the lower bowl, made the place feel completely packed because no one could show up because of the blizzard. Kid gets an unbelievable standing ovation. I gave it to him. Come on, what are we doing? I don't care what he did to force his way out. All-time great player. Devin Harris got traded for him and puts on a show, okay? And so the crowd started chanting, "Thank you, Cuban! Thank you, Cuban!" Because Devin Harris was outperforming Jason Kidd in this one game. I feel such such a tool thinking about
Devin
it.
What did Devin Harris go on to do for the rest of his
season? He made an all-star team with the Nets.
Yeah, I mean, he was okay as a Net. I think the problem was the team went nowhere. And then
the Nets still in the league.
Eventually, he got traded in the Darren Williams trade, and he just became like a figure in history that you forget about. So thinking back to that night of thank you, Cuban. Yeah, thank you. What the hell did you give me?
I also think this isn't an anti thing, but I think you will get the loudest of something at MetLife that you've heard all year. If and when Malik Nabers is playing, those leak chants that I don't necessarily love will be the loudest on Sunday.
Yeah, because he's your new guy.
And it's a little shot at Saquon where we love this guy now.
Yeah, this is our guy, forget you. You're dead to us now, we don't think of you.
Can I give one more, and it's copying a little bit of a great Met chant. I think it's the best chant we ever had, which is Harvey's better, which we did to Strasburg.
Yeah, of course.
Tiki's better. Number one, it puts our show over, and it puts Tiki over, and it ties everything into this.
And you know what bothers him?
Because
he got annoyed when Tiki said, and of course he was having fun, but Saquon's such a sensitive person, when you're dead to me. So I think a Tiki's better would bother him.
I wonder how many of the kids actually saw me play
this. Doesn't matter.
They have YouTube and Twitter. They've seen it.
And look, I just want to make this clear in case this does happen. Tiki is not the one pushing for it, okay? This is us doing it.
That's right.
So it's not like I don't want the story to be Tiki Barber tells his audience, chant Tiki's better. No.
You're dead to me.
No. Tommy said it. We agreed. Giant fans, Sunday afternoon, Tiki's better. We're the show of chance. Whether it's where's your bookie with Shohei Ohtani?
Where is iPay?
Or where is iPay into Tiki's better? Let's go to Steve in Montville. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, dude?
Two things, if I may. The second one involves bad Tiki.
Yes. Okay.
The first thing is I'm very glad that Mr. Barkley decided to sign with the Eagles, so I can boo him and the Eagles at the same time.
There you go. The uniform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and it's one down and one to go.
All right.
Mr. Jones. Also, I know regular Tiki, you are retired, but do you think, because you know bad Tiki better than anybody else, do you think bad Tiki would like to play running back for the Giants this weekend?
Well, I mean, apparently he's too tall to play running back for the New York Giants.
One thing I've heard about bad Tiki is he's very tall and he has beautiful long hair.
6'10", he says, at times. Sometimes it's 7 foot. But it depends on which bad Tiki we're talking about, because aren't there 30,000 iterations of him?
That's what he still does, yes. Speaking of bad Tiki, he always joins us Thursdays at 4:30. Tomorrow, we're actually signing off at 4:25 because the Yankees have a postseason game, so the pregame show is going to begin at 4:25. So I've not been able to talk to bad Tiki, but there's been some negotiations going on, and it sounds like bad Tiki's actually going to join us at 3:45. That's what I've heard.
Beautiful.
So he will still join us. He got a little preempted because there is a Yankee postseason game, and maybe we'll find out tomorrow if he wants to suit it up. Let's go to Frank in Bloomfield, New Jersey. How are you, Frank?
What up, Frank?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Hey, listen, I just want to say thank you for the fist pump the other day, American Dream.
Oh, awesome.
I was a guy standing there with the green cookie hoodie on.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right, so look, Biggie, you're one of my favorite running backs, along with Brandon Jacobs.
DJ.
Saquon was my guy for a couple of years until he went off to, Eagle Land, or whatever you want to call it.
Went over the yellow
brick
road.
Right. So I want to say I think the problem was why he really left. They gave Daniel Jones the money, even though I'm a Duke fan. I told you guys from the beginning I like Daniel Jones.
Right.
But, I feel like that was an issue why he really left. You know, everybody's going to boo Saquon, but you might not get 100% boos out of everybody who's there because of the plays that he's done. I know he's been injured often. I know injuries because I've sustained ACL injuries and plantar fasciitis.
Yep.
But, everybody recovers. I'm pretty sure, Tiki, you've been down that line.
Oh, of course.
You may have injured yourself. You know how it goes.
It happens. You play
a
rough
sport. And it takes time.
It does take time. I think the challenge with Saquon, though, is that, like, immediately he was amazing. And you thought you were just going to have this amazing player. And it's just the lack of availability for, what, three or so of those seasons, two and a half of those seasons, was frustrating. And so you just wanted to see him. You wanted your star.
He was, fair or not, a disappointment. Based on where he was drafted, based on the expectations of greatness.
Based on the immediacy of how great he was.
Yeah.
Like, and he was a star right away.
He was a star right away, but then he never really backed it up due to injuries. Like, injuries had a lot to do with it, and obviously the team around him wasn't very good. It wasn't all his fault. But I've heard this point made a bunch of times. Our last caller says, hey, the Giants made a mistake. They should have paid Saquon Barkley and not paid Daniel Jones. Can we walk through the alternate universe? Because I think it's easy to say that. And I think it's a fair exercise to find out, okay, is he right? Would the Giants have been better off if they did the opposite? So you got to go back now to last season. Daniel Jones doesn't get a long-term contract. He gets a franchise tag.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley does get a long-term contract.
Right.
Okay? And everything, I assume, is going to play out the same way.
That's two seasons you're talking about. So after the 2022 season.
After the 2022 season, when they had to make the initial decision on Jones and Barkley.
Yes.
Let's say they did the opposite. Jones got the tag. Saquon got the contract. And again, I have to assume, because I don't believe necessarily guys play 100% different based on the money that they've been paid. Mm-hmm. Some do, some don't. So Daniel Jones gives you the same year in 2023. Saquon Barkley gives you the same year in 2023. Now what? Saquon's here, great. He's getting paid. And now you've all decided Daniel Jones sucks. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Then what? You're not trading up for Drake May. They tried, they didn't.
Yeah.
You're not getting Jaden Daniels. So what are you doing?
Are
you not drafting Malik Nabers? Are you going to just try to re-sign Daniel Jones on a cheaper deal? Like, walk me through the alternate universe where we're now into the offseason of last March. Saquon's here. It's all good. And now you got to make a decision on Jones and the quarterback spot.
Daniel Jones is not a Giant. If the exact same situation happened and he's on a franchise tag and he gets hurt, he doesn't play, has surgery, etc., he's not a Giant.
I agree with you. Now what?
Now you're stuck with these because Drew Lock is not here either yet.
Okay, so what did they do?
So you're entering the season with Tommy DeVito, and you're desperate to sign a free agent. It's likely to have been Kirk Cousins. I'm just telling you.
You think they would have done that though?
Absolutely. He was the most ready available quarterback that was a free agent.
I know he stinks. They did actually meet with Russell Wilson. And I think that's scary.
By the way, I think that would be the answer. Like,
and,
if we play this,
and they would not have had Bobby Okereke on this team too. Because the finances with a franchise tag and a quarterback would not have allowed that.
See, this is the part of the alternate universe where we get into the weeds.
It's too deep. And I know what we're doing here, but
let's assume the cap is fungible, so who cares?
Yeah, the question is, because I agree with Tiki's first point, which is Jones is gone, right? And I think most Giant fans would have said, all right, didn't work out, we tagged him, whatever, we move on. Saquon's here, which we're all right with. What do you do with quarterback? Because I think the other option...
I would have been all in for Kurt over Russell Wilson. I know we met with Russell, did he come in?
He came in
on his way to Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
And so I think Kurt would have been signed before that.
And I think that would have been the best alternative, by the way. Right. So I'm with you that would have been the best alternative. Doesn't mean it would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson would have been a possibility. Here's the other possibility.
Joe Flacco?
Because
Joe Flacco's playing good ball right now.
Yes and no. Like, I think Joe Flacco would have been signing
the perfect bridge for whenever you can get your young quarterback. So even if it would have been in this year's draft instead of Malik Nabers or next year's draft, he can play ball. Still.
I agree that he can still play, but I think it's likely, kind of like what Indy did, that he would have been here along with a young quarterback that you were developing, and that leads me to the likeliest scenario,
Tommy DeVito,
right? But that wouldn't have been it, though, and you know that. The likeliest scenario is they wouldn't have drafted Malik Nabers, and they would have drafted J.J. McCarthy, which, does that make you feel better? Is that a better alternative?
I don't know.
Now, he ends up getting hurt, so we don't know.
We don't know about J.J. McCarthy.
But all these other alternatives, based on what our last caller said, which is, hey, they screwed up by picking Daniel over Saquon, which is not as simple as that because it's the positions. The alternate universe creates these scenarios where we're talking about they draft J.J. McCarthy instead of Malik Nabers.
Or
they
Penix.
Sign Russell Wilson. They draft Michael Penix. They draft Bo Nix. Whatever other alternative you want to come up with. Or they sign Kirk Cousins. Like, those scenarios are not that much better than where they are right now, where they're going to reset a quarterback next year anyway.
True. But it's interesting to think about what they would have done. Now, we can't know, obviously, but I think they would have went with veteran for a team that can try to win now.
Mm.
And then maybe still drafted Malik Nabers.
Or maybe they just would have brought Daniel Jones back.
No, we'd be not coming off an ACL.
No chance. Probably not. They wouldn't have had to have paid him a lot.
No, he would have. I don't know what would have happened with him if he hadn't already had a contract.
It's interesting to think. The alternate universe on taking and picking Saquon Barkley over Daniel Jones.
We forgot a huge name.
Go ahead.
I don't think we mentioned him. Aaron Rodgers.
You think Aaron Rodgers would have wanted to come here?
He did come here.
No, he went to the Jets. Roster-wise, he probably thought they were closer to winning.
Yeah, but you don't know what the roster would have looked like. We're in an alternate universe here.
You know,
we're in an alternate universe. You know what?
We're also rewriting history a little bit. And Evan just said something that's been in the back of my hopper that's really aggravated me for a few weeks.
Go ahead.
He saw the Jets. He identified them. The Jets flew to Green Bay and begged it. I think we're forgetting something about Aaron Rodgers here. And God bless the Jets. Nobody else was pursuing him but the Jets at that time.
Sean, you're not wrong.
It's a great point because I remember having that take that he needs the Jets more than
and that's why
more than the Jets need him.
Well, that's why I disagree with Tommy when he said the Giants would have been an option for him. I think that the Jets at that point, with the roster that they had, with the failure at quarterback that they had, with the coach being in the situation and the GM being in the situation they were in, they were clearly the most motivated team to go get him and convince him to come here. So I don't think that would have changed in this alternate universe. Like, I don't see an alternate universe where, you know, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are getting on a plane with John Mara and they're begging Aaron Rodgers. You're right. I agree with you. That's why I disagree with Tommy that wouldn't have been a real option in the alternate universe.
Yeah, and I was going to say, we're doing this in an alternate universe where they still would have made the playoffs in 2022.
Yeah.
So how could we have pointed to the Jets and said they were closer than at that point if you were right?
Well, and also, he has his timeline messed up with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had already picked the New York Jets. On our timeline, Jones was coming back on a franchise.
But I've seen the movie, The Butterfly Effect, and when you start messing with alternate universes, also Back to the Future, it creates a whole different universe. So my alternate universe actually makes sense that Aaron Rodgers would be a Giant.
What we've realized in this discussion is we should never do alternate universes ever again.
Because
it gets way too confusing, and everyone's got their own story, and it's just a mess.
And that's a worse scenario, because Rodgers is worse than Jones right now.
I don't think so anymore. I thought that last week, but I think the way Aaron played on Monday compared to the way Daniel played, in the pendulum of who's playing better, Aaron Rodgers or Daniel Jones, Aaron has now moved back ahead of Daniel Jones.
Did throwing Mike Williams under the bus, as he underthrew a pass, would that sway you that way?
No, I think it was just that he played a lot better.
Because that was good leadership.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just telling you that Aaron Rodgers played a lot better on Monday night than Daniel played on Sunday night. And I think, Tiki, you'd even admit, 100%. If Jones was ahead of Rodgers, Rodgers passed by him.
Right.
So even Tiki agrees. He played in the NFL, Sean.
Great. I mean,
I love using that trump card. When you agree with me, I'm like, Tiki played in the NFL.
By the way, you loser. I can't hate you on that, because anytime I have a good football point, Tiki's like, good point, Sean. My ego gets better. So I get it.
That's right. Yankee fans, you're two wins away from the World Series. And Met fans, we're getting set to pack an electrified Citi Field. Carlos Mendoza is about to make a big lineup decision. And I'm going to preemptively tell you what he better not do tonight. We'll get to the Mets and Dodgers lineup in just a few minutes. Get you set for Game 3 of the National League Championship Series.
Bueller.
Walker Bueller. That's the other champ Met fans should do. Bueller.
Come on, you got to do it like a Ferris Bueller.
Ben Stein was the actor.
Yes.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller's name.
Bueller.
But you can't do that as a champ. That's the problem.
That's true.
Unless we're all just like,
well, they
Bueller.
Should do it on the scoreboard.
They could do that. Mm-hmm. The scoreboard's been very creative. When we were there for Mets Phillies and Cody Clemens was up, the graphic to describe Cody Clemens says, Cody knows the difference between a bat and a baseball. Unlike his father,
which
I thought was very creative. I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but the New York Knicks played a basketball game last night.
They did, a preseason game.
It was a preseason game, and when I got home from our show, I was going to start the Yankees on DVR, but MSG was on my TV. And so I was like, let me check out what's going on. And boy, did I stumble on a classic. Mike Breen is doing the game. Walt Clyde Frazier, and let me just say this about Clyde before I put him over. Walt Clyde Frazier is a freaking gem. Mm. While I may be in the coalition of Knick haters, the one Knick-related person that I exempt from right. my hatred is Walt Clyde Frazier.
Yeah, you have to love him.
I do.
His verbal gymnastics
well,
is amazing.
Posting and toasting.
Just you wait. So last night, I stumbled upon the Knick game. The Knicks were not playing any of their regulars.
Right.
And so
I saw it. It was like rest, rest, yeah, rest, rest.
Everybody was resting. And so Mike Breen was talking about my former guy, Mikal Bridges, and saying, boy, you know, this is weird for Mikal because he always plays. Mikal Bridges is Mr. Iron Man in the NBA. So Mike and Walt started talking about, how's he able to do that? How's he able to stay healthy? I present to you Mike Breen and Walt Clyde Frazier.
Bridges attributed his longevity to thin bones. What? So he's got the small bones. That helps him.
You know what? The other thing he says he does... You know, like you stretch before games and loosen up. He says one of his keys, as Miller hits a three, is stretching after games.
Unwinding.
And, yes, yeah. And making sure he gets in the proper work after a game to make sure the body recovers better.
That wouldn't work for me, Mike. I had a date. I got to.
That's my guy.
Oh, that's solid. That's solid.
I love Clyde.
He's right, though.
He's right.
I mean, I go for a run. I stretch after the run.
That's right.
I don't stretch before runs, though. I stretch after.
Really? Not before?
Not before.
I was kind of hoping that Clyde would get more specific about his dates. He did not. He let us all use our imagination.
It was the 70s. Imagine, use your imagination away.
Oh, I can only imagine. Believe it or not, 6 days away. In 6 days.
Are we going to even notice it?
I think so. I do. I think that, and what I'm referring to, and Tiki's referring to, is 6 days away from the Knicks season opener
yeah.
against the defending, reigning, undisputed champions of the NBA.
Well, they're not undisputed. The Knicks are the uncrowned champions. Hmm. The Celtics will get the Knicks rings that night.
Okay,
they'll
so
be receiving our rings.
Don't do this.
I'll restate first for Loogie.
Yeah.
The disputed NBA champions.
It's not disputed.
It's Boston Celtics.
They're not disputed. They're the world champions. The Boston Celtics.
Hold
meanwhile,
on, Evan, you opened the door to the alternate universe. So,
did I?
So Luby walked right through the door.
I know. He was looking to bust through. I will tell you that while no one's paying attention to a Knicks Celtic, or I'm sorry, a Knick Wizard preseason game. Did they play the Wizards last night? Hold on a second. I'm trying to. No, the Hornets. They played the Hornets last night.
Yeah,
the
Nets that played, didn't sound right.
The Nets played the Wizards a night earlier. Well, maybe people aren't paying attention to that. I do think when this basketball season starts next Tuesday, despite the Yankees and the Mets, hopefully the Mets are still playing, and the Jets and the Giants, I think this is the most hyped up Knicks season we've had in a long time, so people will still care.
Right.
But that's a little taste of it. That's a little taste of Mike Breen and Walt Clyde Frazier, and I can't
wait. You think they're going to get raunchy all season long?
I think Clyde's going to push the envelope. They also announced today, I saw Andrew Marchand tweet it, so I don't know if MSG announced it, that Jamal Crawford is a part of the rotation.
Yeah, I think he's going to do like 10 or 20 games when Clyde's out.
You know what the best part of Jamal Crawford is?
Who did it last year when Clyde was out? Well, Wally.
Wally.
Right? Zerbiak.
Zerbiak, Alan Hahn did it a little bit.
Right.
The best part of Jamal is you got an injury or two. Activation, baby. Jamal can still ball. I'm telling you
Sick
right
handle.
Now.
He's great.
He can still play. You know he played in the bubble with the Nets? Do you remember that?
I don't.
He came back and played in the bubble.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, because you didn't watch the bubble, did you?
Well, some of it, but I was bored by it.
Yeah, it was very odd, to say the least. Let's go to Dom in Edgewater, New Jersey. What's going on today, Tom?
Gentlemen, how we doing today?
All's good.
Good. What's up?
Let me tell you something. Last night was just a thrill going to the Yankee game last night. By the way, before I get to the Yankee game, I wanted to say a quick shout-out to Jack Curry from the Yes Network. He actually goes to the church where I'm the music director at. So,
really?
Jack Curry, yeah, he's a very nice person. I've met him several times.
Nice.
And, yeah, he's really cool. So, big shout-out to Jack on that one. He's one of the coolest dudes in the world.
He's That's one cool. of the best, I'll tell you that. He's very good at what he does.
Yeah,
a lot of respect
is.
For Jack Curry.
Yeah, he is. He really he knows his stuff, and you know he's one of the coolest people in the world. So, Jack, there you go. Last night's game, first of all, I went last night, and it was just bonkers. The whole stadium, everybody going bananas. I really want to talk about. I know that Judge finally got the home run, but I want to talk the bottom of the order because the bottom of the order with this Yankee team did such a terrific job last night, setting up the top of the lineup, setting up Glaber, Judge, and Soto. And, you know, this bottom of the lineup with Rizzo, which, by the way, it's remarkable what Rizzo has done with fractured fingers.
Yeah, right.
Let me tell you something. This team just looks postseason ready. This team, I told you this in May when I called you guys. They look like savages. I think we spoke about that in early May.
Yep.
this team last night just looked absolutely phenomenal. And I want to add one more humorous thing that happened last night. Everybody's walking out, and I see a guy holding up a Soto check for $700 million.
Oh, he changed it. He went up to $700 million. Because we saw that on TV the other day, and my criticism was it said $600 million. And I said, that's not enough. You're going to have to give this guy $700. I like that. That's very, very creative from the Yankee fans. And it's a good point about this bottom of the order. And one of the guys in the bottom of the order that deserves a lot of credit, he mentioned Anthony Rizzo, who's been great. He's been on base three times, had a double yesterday since he's come back from the fractured fingers. How about the much maligned Alex Verdugo?
Doogie.
On base two more times, right. Had an RBI double that gave...
What's that other guy's name? I forget now.
Yeah. Jason Dominguez.
Oh, that
good
guy.
Bench press. Right.
Jason Dominguez has not gotten off the bench yet.
No.
I don't know if he will.
I think all of you owe Aaron Boone an apology.
You know.
Apologize.
Apologize, Sean.
Apologize, Sean.
I will not apologize. All I'll say is this. Blind squirrels find nuts, all right?
Really?
Yeah.
Can I give you another nut that Aaron Boone found?
Two series in a row?
Yeah. How about Clay Holmes? Want to apologize to him for that?
What do you mean? He's not closing. He was right. By the way, we were right. He shouldn't be closing,
closer. He's not closing, but they're using him in the highest of leverage situations.
We didn't criticize him for that.
Yeah.
We just criticized him for not thinking about him. Not being your closer.
Right.
Because that's what I asked him at the member. Right. Yeah, I was like, hey,
by the way,
Clay Holmes issue? No, it'd be fine. Okay.
Boone should apologize to the fans. We were right. We never say Clay Holmes stinks. He's just not a closer.
I mean, you did say Clay Holmes stinks.
No, as a closer.
Now you, Tiki.
We just said he's. Are you worried about him being your closer?
Sean, actually, I wrote it down. I'll tell you the date.
No, you didn't.
I have it right here.
No, you don't.
You know what else I have right here? I'm so afraid to tell you this. Someone just emailed me. I swear it is a human being. Someone emailed me an AI Aaron Judge song. And I haven't heard it yet. I honestly have no idea if it's any good. But I've inspired people, even though I have not written an AI song in at least a month.
We were done with this.
By the way, that's why this month has been so special. We've stuck to baseball, football, and we haven't had the song.
The guy's name is Chris, and all he writes is, "Let's go Yankees. I hope you enjoy." I'll show it to you. Like, you guys always think I'm making up the AI songs. This guy from a guy named Chris. Do you want me to hear it beforehand before I pitch it to you guys?
I'll have Tom Izzo from Digital, who sent it to you, send it to me.
It's not Tom Izzo from Digital. It's a real name. The guy's name is Chris Newport. Why would I make that up?
There is no Chris Newport.
Chris Newport's like the most made-up name in the
world.
There
is no Tyler.
Chris Newport is?
What?
You know how you know this is fake?
How?
You know where he was for a little bit? Down in Baltimore? There's a college down there.
Oh.
You know what it's called?
Newport?
Christopher Newport College.
No, it's not.
I swear to God, I ran track there.
Look at his face.
Christopher Newport College in Northern Virginia, Baltimore.
I would reveal this guy's email address, but I feel bad because it's just an innocent person.
Yeah, who's
Christopher Newport at EDU.
Well, maybe he made, it's possible Chris Newport made up a name, but I did not secretly make an Aaron freaking Judge AI song to then make believe someone emailed me. I honestly haven't even heard it yet.
So just for the audience, so you're transparent around here, Tiki, Loogie, and me are aware that the AI songs can be a little, all right, we've had enough. Evan loves them. Evan has now gone far and beyond. He is creating fake letters mailed to him from mental institutions. In conjunction with an employee here named Tom Izzo, trying to get all of us to believe these are real
people.
That's
not true, though. I have listened to you when you guys said enough of the AI. In fact, you know what I did? Because I did listen to you.
Yeah.
I have a guy I work with here at WFA and who said, hey, Ev, I got a great idea. Let's reactivate your Instagram account. Mm-hmm. And anytime you write an AI song, we'll have fun with it on the gram.
I noticed that you're on Instagram now. I got tagged.
I did too.
It's not me. It's somebody I know who works here. He's a wonderful guy. Not Tom Izzo, by the way. And so
Anthony Gallo then?
Not Anthony Gallo. The guy doesn't want attention, so I'm not going to say his name. He doesn't show up anymore,
Rich
put it
Ackerman?
That way. It's not Rich Ackerman. He's not known to the on-air public. But he's known to Loogie. He's in our fantasy baseball league, and he's a really good dude. He's a good guy. So he told me, and we discussed it, hey, Ev, anytime you have an AI song that Tiki doesn't like or Sean doesn't like, that's fine. We'll just produce it on the gram. And I said, great. So that's how I let my outlet occur. But this is an actual email from Christopher Newport with an Aaron Judge song. In fact, have a conversation. I'm going to go listen to it right now.
Christopher Newport College. I had to go look it up. Norfolk, Virginia. Portsmouth, Virginia.
Oh, this is terrible.
I can hear it.
This is not good.
No, we cannot listen to that.
Sounds like
hearing it through the edge of my ear.
Yeah, it's a heavy metal Aaron Judge song.
Yeah, you can't do heavy metal.
Sounds like Limp
Bizkit. People can't listen to heavy metal.
All right, Izzo, get back to the factory.
What was that?
It doesn't translate correctly. heavy metal, just, nah, it doesn't work.
All right, so if anyone wants to send me an AI song, what Tiki's trying to tell you.
Post that one on your Instagram.
I will. I definitely will. But I still don't know if it's any good. But anybody who wants to send me AI songs, clearly what Tiki's telling you is no thank you to heavy metal. Yes. What kind of music would you want? Country?
No, I like country. I love hip-hop. I need the bass.
You want hip-hop?
Yeah.
Is your favorite AI song I ever wrote the hip-hop song about Saquon being dead to us?
No. I love Nate Hackett.
Oh, then love Nate Hackett. The Nate Hackett song's pretty good.
That's not the Nate Hackett.
That's not. That's the Grimace song. You know, it's funny. I was going through all my AI songs. There was a period of time between early May.
It was and one a day.
Every day for like 2 months.
We know.
About everything. It was mostly about the Knicks. Right.
That tells you the state of sports in New York at that time.
No, it was good. The Rangers, the Knicks. I had one about Mark Vientos, how he can't be sent to the minors.
I know.
How about that song? Yeah.
The songs were about the sports.
Yes.
It wasn't random AI songs. It was about Sean being terrified or Grimace, or whatever the heck.
I can see it in your eyes. You want me to bring it back, don't you?
I mean, I didn't mind it.
Wow. Yeah. That was one of my favorites, one.
Not first the Guardians, I'm not.
No, I know. That was for the Rangers. Let's go to Jay in Smithtown. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Jake?
How are you guys? Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate your laughs every afternoon. Tiki, I've had your jersey since I was a kid. And maybe one day we can meet up and you could sign it for me. That'd be great.
But of course, it's what I do.
I wanted to talk about Saquon. If he really thinks that he's not going to get booed and this is over, apparently he's never watched the NHL. Because he knows nothing about New York loyalty.
Right.
John Tavares, Pajama Boy, gets booed to this day 7 years later.
That's true. That's very true.
We do not forget.
No,
he
can
come back.
The first hockey game I went to, not even playing the Islanders, they're talking to Pop Van Sucks chant. I'm like, who the hell is Pop Van?
Yeah, that's stupid Ranger fans. That's what they do.
But I'm just saying, they don't forget.
No, I know. I know, because they're dumb.
They're dumb. It's just a guy looking at chant, where's your bookie?
No, I'm just kidding. I love a good chant. But our last caller is 1,000% right. Saquon Barkley needs to understand that in New York City, we do not forget. And so not only will Saquon be booed Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium, he's probably going to be booed for the rest of his career as long as he wears that disgusting, what do they call it, Lucky Green?
Kelly Green.
Hey, your baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. All right. I didn't write this question today, so I'm very excited. We actually made Sean do some work, which is nice to see. Who hit the Yankees' only home run? Who hit the Yankees' only home run, which was the only run they scored in the Jobber Chamberlain Midges game in the 2007 American League Division Series? How about that? So the Yankees scored one run in that game. It was hit on a home run in the Jobba game. Who hit it? We'll take the sixth caller at 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326, to answer your baseball IQ trivia question, and you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. That's a good one. Mm. I don't know the answer. I do know who got the game-winning hit in that game, and that was Travis Hafner, who went on to become a New York Yankee.
Well, maybe Hafner also hit the home run, too.
No, because he was on Cleveland at the time.
Oh.
So he was. it was when Hafner was good.
Right. You would not win the baseball IQ question of the day.
I was not watching baseball in 2007.
You had just retired. That was your first year of, like, hey.
The Today Show.
So you were not locked in on Yankees Indians?
Nope. I was doing stories on Marcus Buckingham.
Oh.
Did he, too, have an encounter with midges?
He did not.
You weren't writing about Fausto Carmona? Remember Fausto Carmona?
Yeah, we thought he was going to have a big
Carmona. So Fausto Carmona was one of the pitchers for the Cleveland Indians that year. And yes, they were the Indians. I'm not going to call them the Guardians. It's because it's weird. They were the Indians at the time. CC was the ace.
Okay.
As you remember, right?
Yes.
It was his last year in Cleveland. CC was the ace, and Fausto Carmona was the number two. And he was great. A few years later, it came out that Fausto Carmona was a part of, like, a scandal in which guys were lying about their age. And Fausto Carmona was not his real name.
So, yes.
So all of a sudden, he had to change his name to what his real name was.
Which was?
And I'm telling you, I think it was like Roberto Hernandez. Something like very generic. And from that moment on, I'm like, what do I refer to him as?
So what happened to him?
I think he pitched for a few more years. He was never as great.
So he had an in-career name change.
Yes.
And he just kind of went about his business.
By the way, I was right. When you search Fausto Carmona, which I just did, it comes up as Roberto Hernandez. Because that's what his name turned into.
Did he move teams after this was kind of exposed?
Yeah, so he ended up, basically, here's a story about Fausto Carmona. In 2007, that was far and away, not even close, the best year he ever had in the major leagues. Okay. He was awesome that year.
Right.
At that point, he was
like witness protection or something?
I mean, he kept pitching. I don't remember when he lost the name. Do you remember when Fausto became Roberto? Any recollection of that?
No, why don't we ask that question next week?
Why was not a big story?
Oh, no, it was a big story. Because it wasn't just him. It was a bunch of guys who were...
A bunch of professional athletes?
A bunch of guys, when they came over from the Dominican Republic, they lied about their age because you want to be younger, right? Because it helps you make more money. And, you know, teams will sign you if you're 17 as compared to 22 years old. So he came over. By the way, on Baseball Reference, they tell you 2011 was the last year he was known as Fausto Carmona. In 2012, he became Roberto Hernandez.
And he was 40?
Well, he's 44 now. So I don't know.
No, I mean then.
I think he was listed at like 22 and he was really 26. But yeah, it happened with a bunch of guys. And look, that whole thing is whatever. But what was weird for me as a baseball fan is, what's his name now? All of a sudden, he goes from this really badass
name.
Never
heard that story.
Fausto Carmona. That's a pretty good name.
It sounds like you made it up on the spot.
It does, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Sounds like a lover. Like, it sounds like, where's your wife tonight? Well, she's sleeping with Fausto Carmona.
What is this, the Days of Our Lives? Tiki was probably on that, too.
Guiding Light.
Close enough. He's been on everything. He was on The Apprentice, too. Weren't you on The Apprentice?
I was. First season.
I've had this urge recently because of the election. I don't know if you guys realize, there's a presidential election in less than 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I have this urge to, because I never watched The Apprentice. Was never into it.
Right.
I have an urge to watch The Apprentice. I don't know why. Just all of a sudden, for the first time, I was like, would I learn something? Like, would I find it interesting?
I have concepts of a plan.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if it's on anywhere. But, like, I would totally binge the crap out of The Apprentice.
It's probably
right now
on Peacock.
You think so?
Because it was NBC property.
Yeah.
It's probably on Peacock.
I bet you they pulled it.
You think?
I got this weird feeling. It's not there.
I got to find this picture of me and Donald.
You and you said that to me a while ago. Right. Looks like you were going to punch him in the face.
No, it's like,
get your fat ass out of the couch.
I don't know if you were going to, but in the picture, I'm telling you, it looks like you're about to deck him. Now, this is long before he's president, so there's no Secret Service that's about to, like, kick your ass or anything like
that. I have a sweet black leather jacket on.
Yeah,
and a turtleneck. Oh, no, it's not a turtleneck. Is it a turtleneck? Maybe it's a hoodie.
By the way, can I tell you why I'm a little pissed at Donald Trump right now? Okay. For the show. It's all for the show. So he went on a podcast, Bussin' with the Boys. Have you heard about that podcast?
I have not.
So it's with Taylor Lewan and another former NFL player.
Okay. Will Compton? Is that
Will
the
Compton,
one?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I listened to the entire podcast, not to hear his policies. I already know his policies. Not to hear his shtick. I already know his shtick. I need to hear him say the names of NFL players so that we could cut it.
Nestor Cortez.
And be so I was doing show prep. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Let me tell you something about this guy, all right? He's like, he reminds me of my freaking grandpa. What my grandpa used to do was he wouldn't say an athlete's name. He'd say, you know the quarterback from Buffalo.
Justin Jefferson.
And then never say his name. So I'm sitting there being like, oh, he's about to say Josh Allen. This is going to be great. I can't wait to cut it, send it to Loogie. We're going to have some fun. And he would never say his name. He's like, Josh. You know, Josh, the guy, the quarterback. Where'd they pick him? Eighth, ninth? Where did they pick him? Never said his name. I'm listening to this freaking podcast for an hour, and they're talking around football.
Right.
Like, he's got opinions. I'm like, great.
Well, wasn't he USFL?
Yeah, he ran the USFL and then tried to buy the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, there's certain guys who do this. My grandpa used to do this all the time. They never actually say anyone's name. They get you to say the name.
Hmm.
So I listened to that entire podcast. I literally have no material from it. So sorry.
Justin Verlander.
We'll always have that, though. I'm sorry.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0 list coming up. Plus, I was going to warn Carlos Mendoza, but I didn't do it in time. Mm. He's made a big mistake with this Met lineup tonight, and we'll explain why coming up.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.